Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. I'm so glad to see you here today.
I hope you're all rested. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And today's title is Not Enough Sleep? Peter, did you get enough sleep last night?
Well, I thought I did, but now that we're talking about sleep, I feel tired. Maybe I need a nap.
Peter, you can't take a nap now. We have a show to do. Maybe you should go to bed earlier on work days.
Or maybe I should just drink more coffee. Oh, I know. I have an idea. I'll ask Christina to go get me a triple shot latte. That will wake me up.
A triple shot? Friends, a triple shot latte has 3 times the normal amount of coffee. I think that's too much, Peter. Besides, you don't even like coffee that much.
Oh, right. Well, maybe Christina can buy me 3 energy drinks instead.
Peter, it isn't Christina's job to keep you awake. And anyways, I don't think it's healthy to drink that much caffeine and sugar.
Well, what is Christina's job then?
Well, I think she can teach us our key words, and you can wake up a little bit. All right, friends, let's watch together. Stay awake.
Hi, Steven 每天都很忙。他白天上班很忙，晚上回到家还要忙着玩电动游戏。Steve plays video games at night. 电动游戏就是 video game。有时候因为玩得太晚，第二天上班就会打瞌睡。今天 Mark 就到他的位置上叫醒他 ,wake up, 动词 wake 就是醒来、醒着的意思。Steven 每天晚上都玩游戏，然后睡眠不足就靠有咖啡因的提神饮料来补充白天上班需要的精力。Mark 觉得 that's a bad habit, 这是一个坏习惯。habit 就是习惯。他觉得 Steven 真的需要多睡一点。You need to sleep more. 动词 sleep 就是睡觉，总不能一天到晚都靠提神饮料吧。没想到 Steven 回答说，我当然可以啊，我都是这样过日子的。Sure I can. 我当然可以。Sure 是副词，当然一定的意思。
Steven is very busy. He's busy at his job. And...He's busy at home. He plays video games at night. Sometimes he plays until after midnight. He has a big problem. He is tired every morning. He can't stay awake. So he drinks a lot of caffeine. This week, Stephen has early meetings every morning.The meetings are very important. His friend Mark is worried.
So today is our Talk About It show. On this show, we get to watch a story about 2 people who don't agree about something. Who are the characters in our story today, Peter?
Oh, good question. Characters are the people in a story.In today's story, the main character is Steven. He is very busy, and he works hard at his job, too.
And what does he do at night?
Oh, well, he plays video games. Hey, Pauline, I know that you like to play games. Do you like video games?
Not really. I prefer board games, word games, or outdoor games like tennis or volleyball. Sitting in front of the TV and playing games by myself isn't fun.
I see. Well, Steven does like video games a lot. Sometimes he plays until after midnight.
Whoa, that's late. Isn't he tired in the morning?
Yes.He is tired every morning. In fact, he's so tired that he can't stay awake.
I can't stay awake.
Wait, now you can't stay awake either?
Oh, no, don't worry, Peter. I'll stay awake. But I can't stay awake is today's
calendar phrase. I can't stay awake.
I can't stay awake.
我不能保持清醒。
This is fun. Let's play another game.
I can't stay awake.
Let's watch another movie.
I can't stay awake.
Let's listen to another song.
I can't stay awake.
Let's order another pizza.
Okay.
I can't stay awake.
I can't stay awake.
我不能保持清醒。
Wait, how does Steven stay awake at work? If he goes to bed after midnight every night, it must be hard to stay awake.
It is. So he drinks a lot of caffeine.Caffeine is something in coffee and other drinks that help people stay awake. So Stephen drinks a lot of caffeine to stay awake for his early morning meetings.
Hey, wait, Pauline. Aren't there supposed to be two people in our story today?
That's right. Good question. Stephen has a friend. His name is Mark. Mark is worried about Stephen. Stephen has a lot of important meetings this week.
Oh, and I'm sure we'll find out more about him. So let's go to the next part of our story.
Mark sees Stephen at his desk. He touches Stephen's shoulder.
Stephen, are you asleep?
Asks Mark.
Wake up.
Stephen looks up.
What time is it?
He asks.
It is 8:30. You have a meeting soon,
says Mark.
No problem. I can drink an energy drink,
Stephen replies.
You drink too much caffeine. Are you staying up late every night?
Asks Mark.
Well, yes, I play video games every night,
answers Stephen.
Wow, Stephen really is tired. He's sleeping at his desk. Good thing Mark woke him up.It would be bad if the boss saw Stephen sleeping on the job.
That's for sure. Woke is, the past tense of wake. In the morning, my alarm wakes me up. But sometimes the alarm isn't loud enough and I don't wake up. I keep sleeping.
That's not good, Peter. Maybe you should go to sleep earlier so you're not so tired in the morning.
Or maybe I just need a louder alarm.
Maybe. Anyway, back to our story. Mark wakes Stephen up. Stephen looks up and asks, What time is it?
What time is it? Well, it's time for our Use It. Rebecca, can you help us out?
Hey, everyone. I know that today you are going to have a lot of fun. Why? Well...You get to learn something new in Use It. If you want to ask what time something starts, you can use today's Use It tip. For example, what time is the movie? Or you could say, what time is the meeting? Don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So Stephen woke up and asked, what time is it?
It's 8:30, and Stephen has a meeting soon. If Mark hadn't woken Stephen up, Stephen would have missed the meeting.
But what if Stephen goes to the meeting and falls asleep there? That would be even worse.
No problem. Stephen can just have an energy drink. Those have a lot of caffeine, so they can help you stay awake.
That's true, I guess, but...Mark is still worried. He thinks Stephen is drinking too much caffeine. And he asks, are you staying up late every night?
To stay up is another good phrase. Let's have Christina explain it to us.
Mark 问 Stephen 是不是每天晚上都熬夜。Are you staying up late every night? 片语 stay up late 就是很晚睡熬夜的意思。你可以说 Did you stay up late last night? 你昨晚熬夜了吗? No, I never stay up late. 没有,我从不熬夜的。另一个相关的片语是 sleep in, 晚起或睡到很晚。比如 I usually sleep in on Sunday mornings. 我周日早上通常都会晚起。Did you sleep in again? 你又晚起了吗?这个就是 stay up late, 熬夜和 sleep in, 晚起。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, do you stay up late every night?
I try not to, although I do stay up late on the weekends because I can sleep in the next morning.
These phrases to sleep in and to stay up are very common. Try using some during the break. We'll see you soon.
Let's talk in English. Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Peter, what are you drinking? Please don't tell me it's a triple shot latte.
Oh, no, no, no. It's just some green tea, Pauline. It does have some caffeine, but not too much.
Oh, okay. Actually, I hear that green tea is very healthy for you.
Well, so long as you don't put lots of sugar in it.
Oh, yeah, that's my problem. Too much sugar. But hey, we're not talking about that today. Let's go back to our story.
That's a bad habit. You have to sleep more,
says Mark.
I'm okay,
answers Stephen.
I like my games. I win a lot, too.
But you have meetings every morning this week,
says Mark.
I can drink more caffeine,
answers Stephen.
Sleep is important,
replies Mark.
You can't drink energy drinks every day.
Sure I can. I do it all the time,
says Stephen. Who knows best?
Before the break, we met Stephen. Stephen stays up late playing video games, and then he's very tired at work. He even fell asleep at work today.
Mark is worried about Stephen. He thinks staying up late playing video games every night is a bad habit. What's a habit, Peter?
Oh, well, a habit is something that you do often. You do it so much you don't even think about it anymore. For example, I brush my teeth every morning. That's a habit.
And that's a very good habit. I am trying to get into the habit of walking up the stairs at work instead of taking the elevator.
Oh, that's good for you, Pauline. That's a very healthy habit.
Thanks. But not all habits are good. Staying up late playing video games probably isn't a good habit, especially if you have to work in the morning.
Well, hey, I wasn't playing video games.
Oh, I wasn't talking about you, Peter. I was talking about Stephen.
Oh, right. Well, Stephen likes video games. They are fun and he wins a lot, but they also keep him up late. This is a problem because he has important meetings every morning this week at his job.
Well, Mark thinks that's a problem, but Stephen doesn't think so. He says he can just drink more caffeine. Right, Peter?
Well, actually, I'm beginning to see Mark's point. Sleep is important. It's one thing if you stay up late once in a while, but staying up late every night isn't good, especially if you have work to do in the morning. You can't just drink energy drinks every day.
Sure you can.
What, Pauline? I finally agreed with you and now you don't agree?
Oh, right. I just got in the habit of disagreeing with you. Let's just go to Christina now.
Mark 觉得 Stephen 不可以这样天天靠着提神饮料过日子。可是 Stephen 的回答是 Sure I can. I do it all the time. 我当然可以。我每天都是这样的。我们来看看 Sure I can. 首先，一般来说 ，sure 是当形容词用。我们常常会问人家说 ，Are you sure？ 你确定吗？你可以说 ，I'm not sure about this weekend。我不知道这个周末行不行。这些 sure 都是当形容词用。今天 Steven 说 ，Sure I can。这个 sure 是当副词用修饰动词，这是比较口语非正式的用法。我们来看几个当副词用的例子。比如你朋友这次考试成绩很好，一定很高兴咯。我说 ,sure she was, 她当然高兴咯。或者朋友说这里有好吃的东西你要不要，你可以回答说 ,sure I do, 我当然要咯。
Thanks, Christina. Now, friends, let's go ahead and review those great keywords we learned today.
Here's your first keyword for today.Video game. Video game. I play video games on Saturday night.
Wake. Wake. Jeff wakes up at 6:30.
Habit. Habit. Do you have any bad habits?
Sleep. Sleep. Mark sleeps 8 hours a night.
Sure. Sure. You sure have a lot of books. All right, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's watch our story again one more time together.
Stephen is very busy. He's busy at his job, and he's busy at home. He plays video games at night. Sometimes he plays until after midnight. He has a big problem. He is tired every morning. He can't stay awake. So he drinks a lot of caffeine. This week,Stephen has early meetings every morning. The meetings are very important. His friend Mark is worried. Mark sees Stephen at his desk. He touches Stephen's shoulder.
Stephen, are you asleep?
Asks Mark.
Wake up!
Stephen looks up.
What time is it?
He asks.
It is 8:30. You have a meeting soon,
says Mark.
No problem. I can drink an energy drink,
Stephen replies.
You drink too much caffeine. Are you staying up late every night?
Asks Mark.
Well, yes, I play video games every night,
answers Stephen.
That's a bad habit.You have to sleep more,
says Mark.
I'm okay,
answers Stephen.
I like my games. I win a lot too.
But you have meetings every morning this week,
says Mark.
I can drink more caffeine,
answers Stephen.
Sleep is important,
replies Mark.
You can't drink energy drinks every day.
Sure I can. I do it all the time,
says Stephen.Who knows best?
Ginger! Hey, Ginger! Wake up!
Oh! Oh! What time is it?
It's time for chit-chat. Are you ready to talk?
No! I'm ready to sleep! Oh!
Why are you sleepy?Ginger, did you stay up late playing video games again?
Well, yes, but...
And now you're sleepy. But we have a lot to do today.
Oh, well, maybe, I know, I'll have an energy drink.
No, those have caffeine.
And caffeine can make me wake up.
But drinking caffeine can be bad for you.
Oh, no. So, what should I do?
Take a nap.
Really? Yay!
And next time, go to bed earlier.
What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. Happy, happy, happy day. Have a, have a happy day. Happy day. Help someone and give a smile. Give the whole world your best today. What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Come on,
all right, Pauline, that's it. I'm going to start a new good habit. I am not going to drink caffeine every day.
That sounds like a good idea. Sometimes caffeine is good, but too much is probably not very healthy.
Right. You probably will stop sleeping so much, so it's good to take a break.
Good idea. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning with us today, and we hope you'll come back to learn some more tomorrow. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.